The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Hello, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, as usual, right here, 10 o'clock, 10 to 11 on WNN 1470. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we have so much conversation to discuss this morning, not necessarily a particular subject that we've nailed down. But before we get to our discussion, Dr. Slavin, I want to tell everybody about Jana Juice. So good morning to you.
Good morning, Janet. And you're talking about Jana Juice. I'm just wondering, how'd you come up with that name? Did it take long?
Yeah, was that like a little mean, Dr. Slavin? Okay, so the thing is, I was fiddling around with names like Google.
Okay,
and I was trying to come up with something that people could get to on the internet easily, because Janet Cimarelli is kind of hard for some people.
Okay.
Too many N's or L's or something.
Now, of all the products you could have decided to create, what made you pick that type of product?
I am so glad you asked. I think that so much of the research is talking about the importance of food extracts. And we know, let's just say, broccoli, cauliflower, they're full of sulforaphane. Sulforaphane is so supportive of your immune system for the sulfur content that they are able to get into your cells. And so there are so many people that I talk to, and when I'm talking to them, they tell me about the smoothies that they're making in the morning, and my heart kind of just cringes at the combination, because
skips a beat.
There you go. so many people are combining all sorts of fruits and vegetables, and they're choosing really good quality vegetables, really good quality fruits. But I'm thinking that a lot of times the combination is not necessarily a good thing.
Why would that be?
Well, a lot of times they're putting a great deal of spinach and kale into the mix, and a little bit of spinach and kale is a very wonderful thing. However, high intake, particularly juiced or pulverized in a smoothie, you're consuming a great deal more of spinach and kale, and what happens is they suppress their thyroid. Then they add, because the taste is not necessarily really attractive, they add a lot of different fruits to it, so they're getting this punch to their thyroid because of the spinach and kale, and then this overwhelming wave of sugar from all of the different fruits. And I just don't see that as a truly health supporting mix. Okay, so you're looking a little skeptical here.
No,
you're just thinking.
You've just ruined their breakfast.
Well, hopefully I'm going to make their breakfast better. And so Jana Juice. And so I say, okay, great for you that you're drinking all of these juices. But here's the combination in Jana Juice is all of the super fruits. People who know about acai, mango, mangosteen, grape seed extract, grape skin extract, just all kinds of really, really super, super dense nutrient content superfruits. And a lot of times, unfortunately, the superfruits are not what people are going to consume on a regular basis because they might not necessarily taste what Americans have come to associate with fruit intake. So they might be a little tart. They might not necessarily be what people are looking for. So noni, as I said, mangosteen, goji, acai. And so here's this whole combination of fruit extracts. Fabulous, fabulous ingredients in capsules. You can open it up and put it in your fruit smoothie if you wish. Or if you're pressed for time, maybe this morning you're not going to make your fruit smoothie, but you're still looking for the benefits of that antioxidant content. And when you start to read the profile of all of the components of these superfruits, you see how packed they are with immune-supporting substances, antioxidants, all kinds of minute components that have dramatic impact on your health.
Now, I know there are other products on the market like, well, I don't want to say they're the same or anything.
Okay,
but because I'm going to ask you the difference. But there was one years ago that came out, and it's probably one of the first to really enter this market, and that was Juice Plus.
Okay.
Remember that one?
I do. And I actually know the gentleman who founded that company.
And Juice Plus had a good idea, too. It was, they had, I think, tablets that reflected fruits and tablets that reflected vegetables.
Right.
And that was a good thing to do.
Right.
So how has, let's say, the evolution of that concept made its way to Jana Juice?
Well, I think that we have come across the superfoods, so to speak. And the Juice Plus formulas were excellent, excellent, still are very, very good formulas for people who have sensitive stomachs that can't necessarily take some of the stronger multivitamins that are out there in the market, and they're getting a very broad array of beneficial components. However, the fruits and vegetables in those formulas are not necessarily the superfoods. And that's kind of what I wanted to focus on, because there's such an incredible benefit to the things like acai and goji and raspberry, blueberry, all of those different things. And just as an example, acai, full of antioxidants. And what I tell people is when you're using this for just a few weeks, you'll start to see a change in your skin. The protection from the antioxidant content, it's visible, and certainly you can feel it on your skin. And just thinking about it, you know that you're getting the benefit of it all through your body. You might not necessarily be able to see it the way you see it on your face, but you're getting the benefit on a cellular level. And that's where I think that these superfoods come into play. They can make a difference on a cellular level. The nutrients are very, very well able to be taken in by the body and used by all of the different systems of the body. When you have the antioxidant content, you are very much supporting your immune system.
So this brings up the question that maybe some of our listeners might want to know, or maybe they never thought of this question. I don't know. So you're talking about whole foods,
right,
versus your typical, say, multivitamin mineral formulas that are individual vitamins and minerals put together in a capsule.
Right.
So what would your comment be about the two different approaches?
Okay, very, very interesting. We need to support our bodies with the very, very specific vitamins and minerals in a multi. And the reason is we don't necessarily, as individual digestive systems, don't necessarily absorb all of the vitamins or all of the minerals with the same efficiency. And so that is a very, very nice foundational support to assure you that you are not dealing with any deficiencies, because deficiencies lead to dysfunction in the body. And how Jhana Juice is different than that, it is an enhancer. And your body is going to be able to take in these unusual substances from foods that are not typically part of our everyday routine. And these substances might not be, or I'm going to say, these substances are better absorbed than some of the substances in the multivitamin simply because they are superfood extracts.
And here's what I would also say, that when you have your vitamin mineral formula, those are specific vitamins and minerals that science has discovered. They isolated that. Now, in these superfoods, when you eat the whole food, there are a lot of other components to that that we may not even be aware of. And that's really the benefit of using these other superfoods. You're getting other nutrients that haven't been isolated, may not haven't even been discovered yet. But we know that these foods are very healthy to eat. The other thing is, I think it was Linus Pauling that coined the term orthomolecular medicine.
Right.
And that's really using vitamins, not at their RDA levels, but at higher levels to get a therapeutic result. So, for example, today in the news you hear about vitamin D. And you mentioned yesterday you made a very interesting point about vitamin D.
And I forget what it was.
The levels in the multivitamin and how they changed.
Yes. That was last night at the seminar that you held on thermography here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Okay, vitamin D in the early 1980s, if you took a one-a-day multi, they had between 2 and 4,000 IUs of vitamin D. And I remember being at a seminar in the hospital in Boca, and it was on general health and the use of vitamins. And one woman stood up in the audience, and she said that she took about 6,000 IUs of vitamin D. And I thought the physician who was giving the seminar was going to fall off the stage. He was so upset. He told her, no, you're going to create liver toxicity. You are overdoing the vitamin D. And so over that time, the medical community focused their efforts at reducing both vitamin A, true vitamin A, and vitamin D in multivitamins. So when you look at your multivitamin today, you won't necessarily see vitamin A. You'll see beta carotene as vitamin A, and some people don't convert beta carotene to A, and only 400 IUs of vitamin D. And you talked about therapeutic levels and orthomolecular medicine. We need therapeutic levels of certain substances when we exhibit certain symptoms. I hear music, and so we need to take a break. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back talking about super fruits and super foods. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And we are broadcasting from the Institute of Advanced Medicine, where last night, Dr. Slavin made a presentation about thermography, an absolutely important tool for supporting women's health. And Dr. Slavin, I wanted to talk a little bit about Janna Juice, and I wanted to talk about last night's seminar and so many things to talk about. About the seminar, Dr. Slavin, thermography, I said, is a tool for supporting women's health. You identify an issue before it becomes a true health threat. And that is very, very different from how the mainstream medical community approaches things. They're dealing with early detection.
Well, after being in the medical field for over 30 years, you have to come to certain conclusions. If you were to compare outcomes today versus 30 years ago, really haven't changed. The only thing that have changed is the number of choices physician has as to which prescription to write. You know, if you go back 30 years ago, the blood pressure medicine, there were only a handful that aren't even being used today for some, in most cases. And today, of course, you have so many different approaches. But these are all Band-Aids for the problem because it's not addressing the underlying cause. So then I'm thinking, you know, and you see this repeated over and over again with every illness that crops up. You know, they're putting a Band-Aid on it. And, of course, they're making lots of money doing it. And then I'm thinking, you know, they're not really getting people healthier. And so I said, and what made me think of this is, you know, a couple of years ago, around 2008-ish, maybe, we heard about the shovel-ready jobs, and we had to help the economy by making jobs for people. Well, I realized that's what healthcare in this country is. It's a jobs program.
Wow.
It really is. Because think of what would happen is if we made people healthy and we emptied out those hospitals – and we emptied out those operating rooms.
find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about how disease tends to progress in this country and that our healthcare system might not necessarily be about supporting health.
Well, Janet, I just wanted to, I'm criticizing the use of all these invasive procedures only in the context of how they're used now. I would have nothing against them if all the other things to prevent their need were being implemented. In other words, if they applied the same intensity to diet, exercise, proper nutrition, proper testing to evaluate all the deficiencies that person might have that could be corrected, if all those things were implemented and they still progressed to requiring those procedures, I'd have absolutely no problem with it. But they're leaving all that out. They're actually letting patients progress on purpose so they can do the procedures. That's been my observation. Has that been yours?
Very frequently I see people who have a specific diagnosis and their doctor says to them, well, we really don't need to do anything just yet. Let's see how it goes in 3 months. We'll recheck it in 6 months. And essentially what the doctor is allowing to happen is the progression, not necessarily expecting any kind of regression of the diagnosis.
Well, I'll give you another example, a couple of examples. High blood pressure. They say most of it is called, quote, essential hypertension. We don't know what causes it. Therefore, we don't know how to treat it. Just take this medication. When I say we don't know how to treat it, we don't know how to correct it. But just take this medication. We'll control your blood pressure for the rest of your life. Another example. Patient comes in with a cold. Well, we don't have any treatments for the cold, but when it turns into pneumonia, we'll be able to treat you. And that's the mindset. There are non-pharmaceutical ways to treat a cold using different herbs.
I'm not allowed to say
different vitamins.
That you can treat a cold non-pharmaceutically.
Okay. Are you allowed to say you've heard of those things, methods,
I've
and approaches?
I've heard of those things, and traditionally speaking.
And they've been effective, right?
Right.
Even vitamin D, you know, I mentioned before, low levels of vitamin D predispose you to getting sick, even with the flu. I recommend on a regular basis 10,000 units a day. But if you feel a cold coming on, and you don't know at the beginning, is this going to be the flu or just a regular virus? 150,000 units a day for about 4 days can shorten the term or length and severity of that infection.
And you may
not. Are you allowed to agree with me at all?
I can nod my head.
You can nod your head.
It's very interesting because I tell people.
First Amendment censorship on talking about health.
You said that yesterday.
Yeah, the courts are sided with the pharmaceutical companies. They can say whatever they want about their products, the quote, off-label uses, even though it's never been scientifically proven to be effective because they didn't do the study on that, but they nevertheless can talk about it. But if we want to talk about, not me, but Janet, I still think I have my rights, but I don't know.
I would say you have your rights.
But she can't say that this collection of herbs could be helpful in supporting your immune system.
I can say it may possibly.
Yeah, support your immune system. Echinacea, andrographis, things like that in the context of colds. And, you know, and every year you read an article that says, yeah, it's effective. And the next article comes out, says it's not effective. You know, who really knows what's what?
Where do you think those articles originated?
Well, that's true, too. Right?
Okay. I'm going to sound like I'm defending doctors now because you're talking about this lead up to a very significant procedure that a doctor will offer for whatever diagnosis. And your critique is that they don't offer diet and exercise and all of the health supportive approaches that could minimize the progression of a disease state. The truth of the matter is the patients very often don't want to hear it, or if the suggestion is to eliminate a certain substance, and let's just pick on sugar because that's an easy one, and the patients will say, I can't do that. I really need that because it gives me an energy boost. I feel so much better if I have this. And consequently, the doctor that only has 5 or 10 minutes to spend with each patient really can't overcome the objections of the patients. But, and now I'm flipping to the other side of the discussion, it is the fault of the medical establishment because they have led patients to believe you see the doctor, you get a prescription, you go to the drugstore, you go home. That's the routine.
If I were designing a healthcare system, I would acknowledge that doctors are there to prescribe prescription drugs or surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. That's allopathic medicine. That's what they do.
And they do it very well with really high technology.
But they don't, but they're not trained to discuss nutrition or even exercise. I mean, just look at the doctors. But that's not their area of expertise. So they should include into the whole healthcare approach for people. They should say, look, if you have high blood pressure, you know, you go to the doctor, he's going to prescribe medication. But if you want to learn how to get off the medication and get healthy again, go to this healthcare provider. May not be a doctor if they were serious about getting people healthy, but they don't do that. So then you have to wonder to yourself, well, why isn't that part of the equation? Well, because now they can't make money. Because now we're going to stop people from requiring medication. We're going to keep people healthier. You know, we talk about surrogate endpoints. If we treat your high blood pressure with a drug and we're still not addressing the reason for it, which in most cases is metabolic syndrome, meaning insulin resistance, and a lot of those people on the blood pressure drug is also on the statin drug, and they may have prediabetes, so they may be taking something for that. We're not addressing that. We're just giving drugs to cover up the numbers, adjust the numbers with a drug. They go on to get sick. They go on to have their heart disease and cancer, and it keeps feeding the medical establishment because that's where all the money is. You think about how much money is derived from treating heart disease and cancer. You're into the trillions of dollars in this country. And so if you think of it in those terms, you can understand why they feel it's not in their interest to keep people healthy, because then that trillions of dollars goes away.
Well, here I'm going to say that I think that the pendulum might be about to swing the other way.
Not by the establishment, but by the healthcare consumer.
Well, even by the establishment. And Dr. Slavin, I'm going to say you have membership in organizations that are training you in a wide range of approaches for different situations. So many different approaches that prevent the progression of disease. Natural substances, not pharmaceutical chemicals, natural substances that actually nourish the cells, allow the systems of the body to begin to function normally, and actually prevent the deterioration that leads to disease. So I'm thinking about the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the American College for the Advancement of Medicine. And when I'm saying that the pendulum is about to swing the other way, that look at the membership explosion in those two organizations. Look at the kind of information that is available now to doctors. And I think more and more doctors can no longer turn away from that information.
Well, I won't disagree, but it's still a fraction of the total.
True.
And it really has to stem from a grassroots movement. The patient has to demand it.
But don't you
I can't tell a patient who's in the mindset of, give me a prescription, that, you know, if you would just change the way you eat and exercise a little bit more and lose a few pounds, and you won't need that medication, if you're not in that mindset, which I have to say most patients aren't, the people listening to this program are, but on the outside they're not, you know. I would say also, and you've probably run into this as well, that all patients start from a position of thinking the doctors are the greatest thing, just take a prescription drug, and they'll be fine, until they become a patient themselves and they realize the drugs aren't addressing the problem, they have side effects, they don't feel good, and then they start saying, what else can I do so I don't have to take the drug? So that's how the people change their way of thinking. But the doctors don't do it for them. I mean, I can give suggestions, and a lot of times they'll take me up on it, and a lot of times they won't. For example, I say, cut out the carbs. And they say, what's left to eat?
Right.
You know, I want to bring up something. You mentioned the benefits of cauliflower.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people don't like cauliflower, but here's a suggestion. How about instead of mashed potatoes, the cauliflower mash?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it tastes almost, it's as good as mashed potatoes with greater benefit.
Right.
And I guess you can go online and get a recipe. It's probably pretty easy to make.
It's so easy to make and an absolutely wonderful substitute for mashed potatoes. And my suggestion for people who are going, ew, I don't think so, I say you mix half cauliflower and half your regular mashed potatoes, and you do that for a little bit. Then when you get accustomed to the changes, then you do more cauliflower than mashed potatoes. So you kind of entice the people little by little into these changes.
Have they ever done a broccoli mash?
Well, there's a lot of people who put broccoli in their smoothies in the morning.
I'm just talking about you can eat broccoli steamed is very good, but I'm just saying
steamed with lemon juice and olive oil, fabulous. Broccoli rabe with olive oil, garlic, a little bit of hot pepper, very, very good. There are so many absolutely delicious natural recipes that are kind of traditional, a throwback to traditional way of eating. But unfortunately, far too many people are stopping at their corner fast food joint and picking up dinner.
I'm going to hold that thought.
You're going to hold that thought because you heard that music? Okay, so you hold that thought. I have so much thoughts, so much coming up in the next segment, our last segment of Natural Doc Radio. I just wanted to say, I think probably 1470 radio station has done so much to educate the consumers in South Florida so that they are healthcare experts themselves. Stay tuned. More to come on Natural Doc Radio.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. And I know just before the break, Dr. Slavin, you were holding a thought.
Well, I was going to say, in Europe, when you visit, you know, the little towns across Europe, every town has a big plaza in the middle of the town. And, you know, I haven't been there every day in those towns, but every time I'm there, you have these markets bringing in the fresh produce, beautiful looking fruits and vegetables. And this is the way people shop. You don't see big supermarkets in Europe, and they're getting, you know, people are eating healthy. And now contrast that with this country. We don't have any of that. You can't find an open market where you can get fresh produce in this country. It just doesn't exist.
It's starting to change a little bit on weekends.
Little farmers markets kind of thing.
Green markets, right.
But it's not the same there.
Not at all.
I mean, there it's a way of life.
It's the cheese shop with 100 different cheeses that have all different specific beneficial bacteria that's part of the aging process. There's the greengrocer. There is the meat market. And then there's the baker with actual bread, not a loaf of preservative shaped bread.
You know, the term Back to the Future comes to mind. Because growing up, I remember you had the fish store, the meat store, the bakery. You know, you didn't have all these mega...
The poultry market with
everything.
Chickens
and
right there.
I even remember the fish truck coming around. You know, all the fish was there on ice. You'd drive around and people would come out.
Right.
You don't have that anymore. And I don't know, maybe we'll see that again.
Well, the food truck revolution, that to a certain extent is also bringing fresh made food to events.
So, I mean, I bring this up only to contrast other approaches to getting food. Now, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago that in at least in California, on an introductory basis, they're testing it out. Amazon is going to have a service where they'll deliver organic produce to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do it overnight. Nothing wrong with that.
Sounds
and
like
that plan. That might be a good way to help a lot of people improve their diets. And I also like Blue Apron. You've heard commercials all over town. My only hesitation is it's not organic. I would love for it to become organic, and then but the idea of giving you the precise ingredients for different recipes with all the spices that you need, you know, makes it so much easier than trying to go to the supermarket and find the spices it calls for. I think that's a great idea, but maybe if someone's listening, make it organic, and I think you'll get a lot more customers.
Well, in South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, you can get delivery once a week of fresh organic fruits and vegetables. And the delivery is you get to choose the size of what you want delivered, but you accept what they have available that particular week. So high quality organic food. And as I mentioned, Green Markets too, they have available organic vegetables, locally grown. They have local honey. They have all kinds of wonderful things that are there, health supporting things.
And more restaurants are popping up that also have better quality foods on their menu.
Interesting, because I just recently had dinner at Farmer's Table in Boca on Military Trail. Absolutely delicious, fabulous food, beautifully prepared, very, very pleasing surroundings, music. There's a guitar player on Wednesday and Friday nights, I think.
And always crowded, right?
No. If maybe weekends it's crowded, but during the week you can walk in and get a table, and the food is absolutely wonderful.
And I would have to say their business is primarily by word of mouth, because I haven't seen any advertising for it.
And so if you're looking for really good organic food, Farmer's Table, excellent. I want to talk a little bit about the ingredients in Jana Juice, Dr. Slavin. Pomegranate. When's the last time you ate a pomegranate?
Now, interestingly, when I was in Turkey, it's a common fruit there, but they also juice it. I don't know how many people think about juicing it. It's really very good. The pomegranate juice, fresh pomegranate juice, very good.
Okay, how high in sugar was it?
Probably high, right?
Right.
That's why it's good.
And it's very, really, really good for you. Very, very potent antioxidant activity. And you were mentioning blood pressure and how doctors just will write a prescription for people to lower their blood pressure. Pomegranate extract and a little bit of that pomegranate in the Jana juice helps to lower blood pressure. Antioxidant activity, when you protect the healthy cells from free radical damage, those cells function at a much higher level, and you don't have the expected degradation that we have come to see with aging. So very, very important disease prevention aspects when you're using pomegranate, and it's very well researched. And then raspberries, okay? The raspberries are probably a preferred choice for fruit to consume, because they're not quite as high in sugar as the pomegranate. But so my suggestion is, if you're going to have pomegranate, eat the whole pomegranate. Eat the little seed pods as well as the seeds. Swallow the seed as well. And combine it with raspberry. Absolutely delicious.
Now, I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but how many pounds of and your Jana juice has fruits and vegetables?
Right.
So how many
pounds? No. Well, it's the superfoods, and these are
mostly fruits. So okay. How many pounds of these fruits go into, because it's hard to really get a feel for it. If how many pounds of the different
raspberries,
fruits,
cherry.
When you distill it into a powder, that means you're just taking out the liquid.
Right.
You know, how much how much does that equate?
You don't know.
Okay. It'd be interesting, because I know, I'm just trying to remember where they were talking about one particular product. I think it was, it's really pounds and pounds of different fruit.
Oh, huge amounts of
that are
fruits and vegetables.
Used up to make the different.
Far beyond what you would typically
consume
in a normal day. Right. So here's this concentration of the health benefits. Yes, all without the sugar.
Now, so, if you antioxidant. Will get, so, and now I'm playing a listener here.
Okay.
Yeah, so somebody might be thinking, is it organic? So.
Okay, it is not organic. And my response to that question is these components like acai and goji and noni and mangosteen traditionally are not commercial crops that are grown here in the United States. So they are more from a traditional growing process that would not necessarily be exposing these crops to pesticides.
And let's see, what other questions might our listeners have about it? How many capsules? How many capsules a day would you take?
Two a day.
Would you take them both at the same time or spread them out?
Ideally you spread them out. I take them at the same time. I take them in the morning, and I find many times people forget the second dose, so I think you're better off taking the two together if you're not necessarily going to be at home. Yes.
I tell patients, whenever you can, divide up your dosages of anything, whether it be the supplements you're taking, even medications that are labeled a one-a-day medication. I rather divide their dosage up and give it twice a day, because
makes more sense. Well, absolutely.
I mean, who's going to guarantee it's going to last 24 hours? So this way, every 12 hours, you're replenishing your levels, and I think it's a better way to do it. Also, you don't get that high peak, less than the amount of potential side effects, and you don't get that low that you would get normally if you took it once a day. So that's just my recommendation. Where can you get Jana Juice?
At the Institute of Advanced Medicine, right here. You can right on the shelves with all of the supplements that you offer to your patients, JB's Jana Juice, right here.
Okay, but it's also going to be available in stores eventually,
Available at Greenland Store, where I am on Fridays, and we are talking to other stores, and people can go to my website, janazon.com, and they can order it there as well.
Janazon.com.
Right.
Is that Janazon?
You're very good, Dr. Slavin.
Janazon.com.
Right.
Okay, if you say it often enough,
You get accustomed to it.
You get used to it. Janazon.com.
Okay. And so tomorrow,
it rhymes with Amazon.
We'll be here 10 to 11 Natural Doc Radio, but I'll be calling in from Greenland Store in Delray Beach. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 to 11. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.